by another NFL insider. Yesterday we talked to Adam Schefter. Today we have Field Yates here. He's a New England guy, right?
That's right.
That's exciting. So yes. Patriots, AFC champions, Super Bowl appearance. Yeah. But the vibe around New England is kind of down. When you evaluate this season, what would you say about the Patriots? Did they overperform, underperform?
I'd say they were about expectations, and unfortunately, well, I'd say fortunately, when you have an incredible run of success that is basically 17 years worth of dominance in your division and so many appearances in the Super Bowl, the threshold becomes, if we don't win the Super Bowl, it may not be deemed a wholly successful season, but the nucleus is in place, and obviously more continuity than expected along the coaching staff this offseason, which was great news for them, and the roster is... You might not trade it for more than one or two around the NFL, so they're in a very healthy spot, all things considered.
Field, you mentioned the roster.
Yes.
And when you look at it compared to other teams, where do the Patriots rank in terms of what work needs to be done in the offseason?
I mean, listen, if you had to tell me which other rosters would I pick around the NFL, like, none comes to mind immediately. It says, yeah, I definitely would want them over the Patriots roster. They've got some needs, as every team does, which is part of the reason why they are here in Indianapolis, descending upon the NFL world to interview plenty of prospects, certainly a lot of different positions. Does the running back spot feel like could that be one where they need to address some depth with Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead scheduled to be free agents? And, you know, certainly James White's a key part of the passing game out of the backfield, but maybe they add a running back. That would be an area to consider. Does cornerback become an area of need as well if Malcolm Butler departs in free agency? And then with Nate Solder scheduled to be a free agent, if he's not back, how do you address the left tackle spot? So there's certainly some needs on this roster, and that's just the starting level. There might be some depth level needs as well that they address out of the draft or free agency.
You touched on a lot of the needs the Patriots need at various positions, but the quarterback need also won the second round pick that they have, and that's been really the target. Are they going to go with a quarterback? We don't really know. What are they going to go with? But when you evaluate what the Patriots' needs are, what rises to the top of your mind?
Yeah, I would say probably some front seven reinforcements, more so than a backup quarterback. I think the front seven will get a major shot in the arm with Dont'a Hightower's return next year, being fully healthy after missing much of this year on IR. I'd say that you can never have enough playmakers up front in the front seven, guys that can generate pressure against opposing quarterbacks, and then, you know, probably never have enough depth in the secondary as well at the cornerback spot. So if Malcolm does depart between the front seven and also the cornerback spot, those might be two key areas to focus in on.
You mentioned Malcolm Butler. It's been 3 weeks, and we still really don't have an answer for why he didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
We heard Matt Patricia yesterday declined any comments out of respect for Belichick.
Sure.
What are you hearing about the Butler situation?
Yeah, not much more than what we've been hearing over the past few weeks. And, you know, I think the writing probably is on the wall about his future with the Patriots, and he's probably likely playing somewhere else in 2018 and beyond. But, you know, at this point, coach's decision is as much as we've been able to gather. And ultimately, Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia and the staff knew what was best for that squad and what was best for them on that day and came a few plays short, but I'm not sure that we'll ever find out much more than that as it pertains to Malcolm Butler.
Ophield, thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a busy day ahead here at the Combine, but thanks so much for stopping by.
Always good to be with you guys.
All right, thank you. Field Yates, everyone.